With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time for...
What I saw, I could not unsee.
The news.
You have a human being who's taking a poop in the middle of her job.
With your host.
Didn't Christopher Columbus come to Plymouth?
Courtney Cox.
Forced Stoughton High School to go.
Stoughton.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
I was flabbergasted.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, a quick suggestion from the Twitch chat. Someone is watching the program this morning on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, and they are suggesting that Wiggy and Mrs. Wiggins over-exaggerating the hip injury so Wiggy does not have to participate in the Jingle All the Way 5K this weekend in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. How about that? Didn't even think of that.
Didn't think about it.
Is that what's going on here?
No, it's not what's going on here.
Oh.
You want to see my rap?
Yeah. Hold on. Don't take it. You're going to take your pants down? Please don't. Oh, yeah. All right. You got a full wrap on. Is that heat or ice?
It's just a compression wrap.
Okay.
Try to keep everything snug and in place.
Okay. The news brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they're now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. Boomer Esiason coming up in about 15 or 20 minutes. And then at 8:30, Wiggy's top five takeaways from yesterday's game in 60 seconds. You had a tease for that, correct?
Yeah, I do.
What's a tease?
Oh, yesterday was a great win, but also you might have lost one of your biggest players.
You may have lost one of your biggest players with that win yesterday?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll get to that at 8:30.
Well, you must have seen social media was ablaze yesterday with President Joe Biden leaving Nantucket.
Yes.
I felt like there were a lot of videos, a lot of tweets, a lot of posts.
Uh-huh.
He celebrated Thanksgiving on island with his family, but he didn't leave without controversy. I'm sure you saw it and reshared it and sent it to everybody you knew.
I haven't shared anything about the president.
Because he was spotted inside Murray's without a mask on.
Oh.
There was photo taken.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
But how did that happen?
You never know.
There's a mask mandate on Nantucket. Eating in Murray's togglery.
Well,
I don't believe anybody eats.
Maybe he brought in an ice cream from.
You're not supposed to bring food into Murray's.
Seems like you knew a little bit more.
You might spill your ice cream on the Nantucket Reds that they sell over there.
Sounds like Joe Biden is fraudulent.
Yep. But shouldn't the Secret Service run in and when there's an imminent threat and help him put his mask up over his mouth and nose, Curtis?
No, they run in with a Werther's Original.
Isn't that a fine out in Nantucket? Yeah,
it's like $250 right? Usually.
But did he have to pay that?
I don't know. He was also asked a very important question. Here's the exchange between the president and Sean Dew, the co-founder of Town Pool.
Do you prefer Manhattan or New England clam chowder?
I don't like either.
Oh, my God! All right, good answer.
No, New England clam chowder.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Is that Spaz?
He kind of did sound like him.
All that with his mask off, huh?
Yep.
I mean, I do agree with the guy. Manhattan clam chowder is trash. It's not even chowder. It's like soup.
Yep. Yeah, I don't eat clam chowder, like so I wouldn't know.
It's like a brothy soup. It's not, it's nothing.
Speaking of bouginess over Thanksgiving, Greg posting on his Instagram story, teaching my nephews how to make the perfect Manhattan.
They didn't know how to make it. I had to go out and get all the ingredients. It was a considerable effort in making the perfect Manhattan.
Thank you for keeping us posted.
Yep. Well, a wild scene in Florida. A 26-year-old stowaway arrived in the landing gear compartment of American Airlines Flight 1182 from Guatemala City to Miami International Airport on Saturday. The video from Only in Dade shows the man sitting on the ground as airport personnel tried to give him water, make sure that he was okay.
Yeah, it was like a three-hour flight.
Right. It was a 2-hour and 30-minute flight, okay. And he was unharmed.
And he was in the landing gear.
It makes no sense.
Amazing. Yeah. The temperature gets really cold up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So he, like, was he on the leg of the plane and then it went up? Like, I almost picture, like, Dave Chappelle from Con Air.
Well, it's an interesting note, Wiggy, because that's actually how Danielle got to Iceland.
Is that how she got to Iceland?
No.
Running next to the plane? And then, wait a second, why isn't the landing gear going up?
Well, here is the pilot of the flight, Willard Shepherd.
So this person was in there a time period, probably about 2 hours, where they were subjected to sub-zero temperatures.
Wow. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Sub-zero temperatures. Yep. And where was he coming from?
Guatemala City.
What's the weather like out there? And it's pretty warm.
Yeah.
So he might have been like in t-shirts and shorts.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Well, Matthew McConaughey will not be running for governor of Texas.
Oh, he was doing well in the polls. Yeah. They had some polls out. They thought he could win it.
Yeah.
All right.
He took to his Instagram to post this video.
Listen, over the past 2 years, I've been working on the answer to the question of how I can be most useful in this life going forward. It never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership. It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment. What am I going to do? I'm going to continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs, businesses, and foundations that I believe are leaders, establishments that I believe are creating pathways for people to succeed in life, organizations that have a mission to serve and build trust while also generating prosperity. That's the American dream.
He's stuck in character, man.
He's such a good actor.
He doesn't know who he is.
He is a good actor. What do you think his best role is?
Oh, man. I liked him in White Boy Rick, but I also liked him in Free State of Jones.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah, he was really good in that one, too.
What's the one
where he plays the lawyer?
Regarding
Lincoln,
Henry?
Lincoln Lawyer? Link, is that the name of that? I think that's what that is.
I would have given anything for him to have more airtime in The Wolf of Wall Street. Because the short time he was on.
He was excellent in that. Yeah. Excellent in that. It's pretty good in We Are Marshall, too. Is that the name of that movie?
Yes.
He was really good in Amistad, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He was good in that.
I loved him in Failure to Launch.
That's a good movie, actually.
Terry Bradshaw was a star.
But, you know, my takeaway from that is it's easy to take 2 years to figure out what you're going to do next if you have $40 or $50 million in the bank. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
Not everybody has that freedom. He said it took him a couple years to figure out what he's going to do
next. In all sincerity, though, he doesn't know who he is. Like, that's a character he's playing.
Well, you got to understand.
Who talks like that?
Cocaine and hookers, my friend.
Because Matthew McConaughey, now remember, he's still probably in the evolution of Matthew McConaughey. Remember, he used to just be the guy that would run with his shirt off and do diamond push-ups like at the picnic table in the middle of a California park. Now he's like, he's more evolved now.
All right. Dazed and Confused, pretty good too.
Yes.
Texter says that. Yeah, go ahead.
We have a school renaming.
You are the Matthew McConaughey of Dazed and Confused.
Yes, what?
We have a school renaming in Massachusetts.
Oh.
Woodrow Wilson Elementary School in Framingham.
Uh-huh.
It was named after former U.S. President Woodrow Wilson.
Uh-huh.
But of course, people are now becoming more aware of the 28th president's views. Oh. And a months-long renaming process on Wednesday decided that the Framingham School Committee voted to rename the school Harmony Grove Elementary School, a global academy.
Oh. They should just call it school. Then they won't get there. Nobody could cancel it at some point. So Woodrow Wilson is now canceled?
Yes, because of his controversial past, including his support of Jim Crow laws and his 1915 White House viewing and endorsement of the Birth of a Nation.
Now what they do in New York, right? They go P.S.? USPS, and then they number them?
Yeah. But here's one middle school student, Lisa Moraro.
There were a lot of African-Americans, you know, black people working. He actually fired them. In a community that's so diverse, it's one of the things where I think it stands out the most to us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as people are getting ready to do all of their holiday shopping, buying toys for some younger loved ones, a Walmart has stopped selling a toddler-friendly musical toy after a customer learned it was singing about cocaine use in Polish. So a Polish woman who resides in Ontario was mortified after she bought the product for her granddaughter, only to overhear the lyrics in her native language. Here is the woman, Ania Tanner.
It just happens that I'm Polish. When I start listening to the song and I heard the words, I was in shock. I didn't know, like, what is this? Some kind of joke? It's about taking 5 grams of cocaine and being alone. Something about he doesn't care. He lost the house already. There's nothing to live for. Very depressing song.
What song is this?
It's a song
that the toy was singing.
The toy is called the Dancing Cactus Toy. It sells for $25.85.
All right. Don't buy that. If you see the Dancing Cactus Toy, don't buy it for your kids.
Yep. Collins Dictionary has announced its word of the year. And get excited, Greg.
Yes.
It's NFT.
NFT.
Non-fungible token.
All right. Word of the year.
Big time NFTs, man. Yeah.
I mean, once Collins Dictionary starts talking about it, you know it's real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ghislaine Maxwell, her trial starts today.
Who's Ghislaine?
I don't think that's
not how do you pronounce it?
That's
Gwendolyn Maxwell also hid there.
Gwendolyn?
What's her Curtis?
It's Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. The S is silent.
Oh, Ghislaine.
How's that BC education treating you?
I mean, that BC education is not for names.
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial, it begins today. Prosecutors allege she created a network of underage victims for the late Jeffrey Epstein. But her lawyers are objecting twin torpedo into evidence, which is a sex toy, a vibrator.
They're objecting introducing it into evidence?
So no pictures or anything of sex toys used throughout this will be... they don't want those.
They don't
included.
Want the twin torpedo coming up. Mm-hmm. What was that was one of his go-tos. The twin torpedo.
It seems like it was one of his go-tos.
Okay. All right.
Are you worried that she's going to get murdered?
Murdered.
Yeah, like what Jeffrey Epstein.
You mean kill herself?
Well, that quote unquote. Yeah.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
How is? I mean, it would have to be. What is she going to like? Walk into court and a bus is going to careen out of control. I mean, all eyes are going to be on her.
Weren't eyes on Jeffrey Epstein?
They were supposed to be.
Right.
I don't know.
I mean, did you see the story yesterday with this judge that was appointed by Biden and Chuck Schumer?
Yes.
Is not allowing them to have any evidence that's sensational and impure.
Yes. Like, they will not be able to introduce certain names, evidence about certain individuals. Mm-hmm. And that judge, shortly before the trial began, was nominated to be elevated when it comes to his particular position in the judicial world.
Knowing that he would be taking on this case.
Is that what you're referring to,
yes.
Curtis?
I think this is the great example, though, Epstein, because it is equal on Republican and Democrats. Both sides have canoodled with this guy and his associates to a point where he has dirt on everyone, and which is why he's been successful at evading all of this. It's unbelievable. In the book I read by Julie K. Brown about Epstein and all this disgusting behavior that he did, was that the guy that gave him the deal of the century where he could go off campus from jail every day but Sunday after being pled guilty to counts of, you know, child sexual abuse, is that guy was Trump's appointee as labor secretary. So he had to sit in front of Congress for a couple days where each senator could ask him a question. They all knew that he did that. Nobody asked because they're all covering for themselves.
Yeah.
It is the greatest embodiment of why our system is broken.
You would think there'd be one person that Ghislaine could kind of go.
It's pronounced Ghislaine. Oh, Ghislaine. Courtney.
I didn't say it that way. I said Ghislaine.
Could go to and be like, I know where all the bodies are buried, and let's take down.
Well, they have her black book.
Let's take down the big fish and give me
immunity.
They're
not going to take down any big fish.
You would think there'd be one lawyer like that.
Like Curtis says, both sides, everybody's involved. They're going to protect everybody. So. All right, what else? Anything else?
Sad news yesterday. Virgil Abloh, artistic director for Louis Vuitton and Off-White founder, has died of cancer at 41 yesterday. In an Instagram post, his family announced his death, saying he privately battled a rare aggressive form of cancer since 2019.
They didn't tell anybody about
it. I mean, when I saw it yesterday, I was like, I was shocked.
Kind of we like were, Chadwick Boseman.
Absolutely. And we were in the Seaport, and Santo was saying that he wished that he had gone to the ICA. They had had that big exhibit for Virgil. We were talking about it right before it was announced that he died.
And I still, to this day, don't get Off-White. Like, the Off-White sneakers, like, they're ridiculously expensive. But they're just, you know, whether it's Air Force One, Jordans, Jordan Ones.
Keds.
No Keds.
Well, people say the same thing about flip-flops. They don't understand why I wear them, so.
Brooks Koepka was asked about them because his cleats are Off-Whites, and he said, yeah, the golf world wouldn't understand.
They're
this
expensive.
Is fashion.
Ooh, they are expensive. The Louis Jordan 1s are nice, though.
Yeah. And I know that you said last week, Greg, that having leftovers for Thanksgiving is better than actually the Thanksgiving meal.
Correct, yes.
Well, today is the last day to eat leftovers.
Okay.
After today, no good. Throw them out.
Oh.
Here's Wendy Mim, a director of food safety education at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Those leftovers are safe in the fridge for 4 days, so up to
four
days. So if you've eaten on Thanksgiving, you've got till Monday to either eat all those delicious leftovers or make sure that you get them into the freezer. Because once they're in the freezer, they can stay there for quite some time and still be safe to eat when you take them out.
Okay. Once you freeze, though, not as good.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you freeze, though?
Maybe you could freeze.
The
you?
Turkey? Ham?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Like that sounds gross.
Yeah, you're not going to freeze
the
stuff.
So if you eat them after today, you get sick,
right.
Basically.
Yeah, all not right, good so for you safe. After today.
All right.
And we'll round this one out with a group of scientists from the University of Liverpool and Liverpool John Moores University have suggested that cats are actually psychopaths in their latest research.
I think everybody knew that cats were psychopaths.
Yes. And their explanation on how to help if your cat is it falls into this category. There's you can go online. There's a bunch of questions that you answer about your cat's demeanor.
Yeah.
Buy large cat trees and tall scratching posts, and you should be fine.
Oh, that
cat's still a psychopath, but that'll help.
Like, if your cat spends a lot of time, there's like five or six things. If your cat spends a lot of time up on the top of the refrigerator or up on the top of the counters, just kind of staring at you with their cat eyes, they're a psychopath.
They're sneaky, them cats,
but
man.
Dogs are, we all love dogs. Cats, I've always felt like cats, they don't do anything. What do they do?
A lot of people love cats,
I really don't think they do.
Yeah, my mother was a cat woman.
Yeah,
they're psychopaths.
Everybody says that you don't have to really take care of them. They take care of themselves.
Dogs, too much responsibility with a dog. Cat, you could just, you know, kitty litter, some food, and it's good to go.
The issue wasn't cooking the cat.
What?
Yeah, Dale cooked the cat before.
God. All right, Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.